Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A SmackDown return has been scrapped. The Royal Rumble seems to be changing and AEW are on the move. For Monday, January the 4th, 2021. Happy New Year, by the way. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Jack and Owen are up and live on our Twitch channel, giving live reactions to night one of New Japan Wrestle Kingdom. We are kicking off 2021 with New Japan Pro Wrestling's biggest 2 days of the year. You can watch along with us at twitch.tv/cultaholic.
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Seth Rollins, former Monday Night Messiah. Now, I guess, SmackDown Savior. I don't know how that part's going to play out, but I will say that, no, the numbers don't matter to me. You got to understand how these things work. It's very natural for the champions to go off the board first, but who was the first behind that? And who was the first to change brands? Who's going to be the most talked about draft pick of this draft? I think I've answered all those questions.
And what can we expect from you coming to the Blue Brand?
More of the same. I am not done spreading my message. The greater good has not come to fruition. I think that while I'm happy to leave Raw behind, while I'm happy to kind of blaze new trails, sad to not be around to watch the Mysterios crumble anymore, but I'm bringing my brand to the Blue Brand, and I'm very excited to do so.
Seen or heard from Seth Rollins since Survivor Series, have we? He's been taking some well-deserved time away with Becky Lynch and their new arrival, enjoying their first Christmas together as a family. However, there were some rumblings that he'd be returning to WWE television this coming Friday on SmackDown. So the WWE on Fox Twitter account released a promo for Rollins last week, hinting at a return this Friday. However, that return wasn't mentioned on the show, nor was it promoted by the WWE website or any other official WWE social media platforms. He's also not mentioned in the preview for SmackDown at WWE.com. And now that video, created on the WWE on Fox Twitter account, has been deleted altogether. Seth Rollins' return to the company seems to have been scrapped, at least for the time being. Would surely be a much bigger deal to have him return as part of the Royal Rumble. Maybe they're holding him off until then. Either way, whilst it doesn't look like it's happening on Friday, expect a Seth Rollins return to the Blue Brand in time for the build to WrestleMania.
I hereby announce my entry into the WWE 2021 Royal Rumble match.
And that WrestleMania build begins at the end of this month with the Royal Rumble. January the 31st, from the Thunderdome in Florida, WWE will be presenting what I believe is their best pay-per-view of the year. Just putting that out there. And we talked recently about some of the matches that were going to be part of that show. And one of those heavily hinted at matches was going to be Roman Reigns defending the Universal Championship against Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan seems to be this guy that is always good to put in that situation, like a championship challenger for somebody to contest against heading into WrestleMania. It's happened a couple of times now. Daniel Bryan, however, declared on SmackDown this past Friday that he's going to be entering the Royal Rumble itself. And also on SmackDown, we saw an angle that involved Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens, which suggests that the stuff that they're doing is going to rumble on all the way up until the Rumble. So Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio said that SmackDown currently is very low on babyfaces, which is a bit of an issue. And the plan was going to be to see Daniel Bryan challenging Roman Reigns. However, it seems as if that plan has changed it up and we're going to see the Kevin Owens stuff continue with Roman Reigns. I'm very glad to see that because I think Kevin Owens has been excellent in his role opposite Roman Reigns. I genuinely thought this would be something that would just give Roman something to do heading out and heading into TLC, but it's a testament to the talent of a Kevin Owens that this is something that will now continue into Royal Rumble. There is a shortage of babyfaces on the SmackDown side, and there is an issue whereby if it's not going to be... Who is going to take Roman Reigns down? It certainly won't be Kevin Owens. He'll be a strong challenger. Daniel Bryan not challenging at the Royal Rumble does now suggest that that match between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan will go down at WrestleMania instead. Possibly seeing Daniel Bryan win the Royal Rumble and face Roman Reigns in April. The other option, of course, which we've talked about here at Cultaholic, is Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. That could still very much be a thing since Rock versus Roman Reigns is now off the table. So looks like we've had some plans changing for the Royal Rumble. We're going to be getting Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens and Daniel Bryan in the match itself, possibly winning the whole thing.
Daily's Place opens its doors for All Elite Wrestling. The professional wrestling business is owned by the Khan family, owners of the Jaguars. News for Jax reporter Scott Johnson joins us live right outside the stadium. Fans from across the world are there for the Fight for the Fallen event. Scott.
Janice, there have been a lot here. Thousands and thousands of people came, as you say, from all over the globe. The main event going on right now inside Daily Place is streaming live on a website right now where they're broadcasting it on Bleacher Report. This has been something that just draws a lot of fans that are coming now and focusing on Jacksonville because that's what this new global promotion, well, it's headquartered right here.
Moving, just keep moving.
AEW are on the move. This comes from bodyslam.net. They say, quote, after speaking to my sources within AEW, it sounds as though the company will be calling Miami home for the month of February. AEW will record several weeks of Dynamite and Dark tapings and their upcoming Revolution pay-per-view in Miami. Additionally, I was told there'd been some complaints about wrestling in the sub-freezing weather in an outside venue like Daily's Place, which likely played into the company's decision to move production to a warmer location. Plus, it was noted that a change of scenery would be good for everyone's morale. So Daily's Place is going to be shuttered for a little while now by the sounds of it as AEW head out. I've enjoyed the shows coming out of Daily's Place. It's a really nice aesthetic there. But I can imagine that being there week in, week out, it's probably nice to have a change of scenery. And it's good to sort of freshen up the product. We've seen from WWE that moving to a new location, whilst we're not touring, moving to a new location does feel like a little pickup in audience. Obviously, it doesn't retain, but it's certainly that intrigue as to seeing a new setup and a new arrangement. It does actually have a tiny, tiny effect on ratings. So we'll see where they land in Miami. Other big AEW news is it looks as if a top star is signing officially with the company. And this is very well deserved as he has been grafting since he debuted in AEW. Brian Pillman Jr.
is expected to sign a full-time deal with the company if he hasn't done so already. So the reason that we're suggesting this morning, nothing's come from AEW, but Ohio Valley Wrestling, where Brian Pillman Jr. has been competing, have basically announced that Pillman is done with them. Here's the press release from OVW. OVW heavyweight champion Brian Pillman Jr., effective immediately, will be vacating his OVW heavyweight championship. Because of his growing relationship with AEW, his obligations have grown to a point where he cannot maintain the responsibilities attached to the OVW heavyweight championship. While we at OVW are sad to see him go, we're also very happy for Brian Pillman Jr. on his continued success with AEW. We wish him nothing but the best. Now, normally when AEW brings a new talent in and signs them to a deal full time, they put out the announcement on social media against that brick wall. That hasn't happened yet, but this suggests that this is something that is going to be announced sooner rather than later. Perhaps also when he gets his stuff done with MLW. There's another place that Brian Pillman Jr. calls home is Major League Wrestling. And whether there's some issues that need to be resolved there, but when the status with MLW gets sorted, that will mean he is 100% All Elite Wrestling. We'll keep an eye on this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So as New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom gets underway, Kazuchika Okada was chatting to Sports Illustrated. He said he wants the wrestling world to come together after what has been an awful 12 months. He says, times are tough right now, but I hope what we do will bring joy to everyone all over the world and give them enough strength and positivity to do their best the next day. And when the world calms down, I would like to give back with other wrestling companies. To all wrestling fans in the world who still support us, even in this current situation, New Japan, WWE, AEW, CMLL, AAA, all together. Sounds pretty cool, don't you think? It's very pie in the sky. It's a nice idea. Some real big news coming out of New Japan this morning is courtesy of Dave Meltzer. He says that New Japan Pro Wrestling is reportedly very close to an English language television deal. An announcement from that could come at any time now. New Japan Pro Wrestling previously was broadcast on Axis TV. That wrapped up in 2019 because they became partners with Impact Wrestling and consequently they broadcast that instead. But there is a big gap in the market. I genuinely think there is something to be had from having New Japan on Western television a lot more. Obviously, last year they launched New Japan Strong, their American brand, and they'll be keen to get that in front of some more eyes. So expect an announcement from New Japan Pro Wrestling about an English language television deal very, very soon. We're sending our best wishes to Mick Foley, who posted the following on Facebook. I tested positive for the coronavirus following a December 12th virtual signing. As soon as I learned that I'd been exposed, and even before the test results, I began isolating in a hotel room and have been here for 19 days. Fortunately, my symptoms were not too serious. Body aches and headache for a few days, followed by a loss of my sense of smell. And just within the last few days, my hearing has also been affected. Worse than the physical symptoms was missing the holidays with my family. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's. I tried my best to be safe in these past 10 months, but looking back on it, there were a number of occasions where I did let my guard down. Since mid-March, I've only done 4 virtual signings, 2 personal appearances, 2 guest appearances on reality shows, and my appearance on WWE Raw at The Undertaker's Farewell. In 2019, I flew 150,000 miles on Delta Airlines, in addition to tens of thousands more on other airlines. In 2020, I flew less than 10,000. Still, there were occasions where I could have been more careful. Moving forward, I will do my best to do better. I hope all of us can do a little better, as long as it takes to put this terrible pandemic behind us. In a little bit of good news, enthusiasm on Cameo in December resulted in my being able to donate $5,000 to the Daniela Conti Foundation, a foundation created by the parents of a very special little girl who we lost way too soon. So, amazing result on Cameo for Mick Foley, but gutted to hear that he missed Christmas with his family. Like, if you're a wrestling fan of a certain age, you'll know that there is no wrestler that loves Christmas more than Mick Foley. Like, round the year, he is a massive Christmas super fan. So that's just a gut punch. But we're glad that he's on the mend. We send him best wishes and all the best for 2021. Let's make it a better year. A WWE star is working on a wrestling board game. So Zach Gibson of Grizzled Young Veterans tweeted this out saying, "A few months ago, I asked who'd be interested in a Be the Booker style wrestling board game. I now have a working prototype and 90% of the design work complete. Who's still interested?" There's a couple of wrestling board games out there. I'm sure Adam Pacitti will know a few if you ask him nicely. But certainly a WWE-led one isn't something I've seen, except that WWE Monopoly, I think, that came out a while ago. So Mickie James has been properly dissed by WWE on Twitter. So it was Ryan Satin who put out, through the WWE on Fox Twitter account, some tier lists of the current Raw, SmackDown and NXT rosters. And Mickie James was put in the F category, along with Mojo Rawley. And Mickey's reacted to this on Twitter, saying, "The only thing I've ever failed in was trigonometry. Hashtag true story. Also, who made this list anyway, WWE on Fox? Please have them contact my agent." Then it was revealed that it was Ryan Satin behind it. Mickey responded with, "It's okay. Apparently, you all missed the memo. I'm a legend now. We shall say F is for fanciest, clearly. In the future, if my name hits your lips, make sure you put respect on it. That's all. Happy 2021. And I can't wait to see you on Monday." And finally, have you heard That Was Extreme yet? So adfreeshows.com got Blue Meanie, Joel Gertner and Josh Chernoff together to talk about ECW, like legendary stories that you may not have heard. And this one is quite an intriguing one. Joel Gertner talks about some rumours about a bizarre plan to save ECW when it was down on its luck in 2000. He says, quote, "Later on in ECW, maybe towards the very end to try and save it, some of us are hearing that maybe there is talk about ECW becoming a reality show, similar to what they have now with Miz and Mrs. or Total Divas or Total Bellas. It seemed like maybe what ECW might become is half of what it already was, an in-ring episodic wrestling show like the rest, and the other half would be the boys riding with each other to the towns and in town, just how the crazy ECW wrestling life was like. I think the reason that our company and our troupe and our roster, we had that kind of family and we had the kind of morale and bond that it would have made for riveting, compelling television to see these guys riding into the towns and through the towns as a family and then going into the ring and killing each other." I'm all for this. I think that would have been good times. Just like the idea of Balls Mahoney and Axel Rotten getting in the car together after competing in a Taipei glass death match. Just going, "Hey, should we stop and get some food at Denny's?" I think that'd have been brilliant. We're doing live reactions to Wrestle Kingdom Nights 1 and 2 at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And later on today, Adam Pacitti will be live streaming the Raw Legends Night. you can watch along at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. In fact, you did just that this past Wednesday as we watched the AEW Brody Lee Appreciation Night, celebrating the life of Brody Lee. And we announced beforehand that all the money raised during the Cultaholic Live reaction stream would be donated to the American Lung Association. Thanks to your incredible kindness, over $3,500 was raised for the American Lung Association during that live reaction stream. We've topped it up to an even $4,000, and that is because of you. Thank you so much for being, and I say this several times, the greatest wrestling community on the planet. Thank you so much. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.